Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Ah, yes, it's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for rolling with us today. Action-packed show. Still a lot to get to, including Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, joining us at 1 o'clock. All right. We didn't originally plan on doing this today because we didn't know Orlando Scandrick was about to go scorched earth, but he certainly did. And here with the Scandrick audio that is burning down the internet, it's our homie Tizzle.
Yeah. So let's play a couple clips. He was on Undisputed, which, I don't watch, but it is the show with Skip and Shannon. And Orlando Scandrick, who was just released by the Eagles, cut one. He says, hey, he was a scapegoat here for bigger issues.
It felt really, really scapegoatish. The problem in Philadelphia is much, much deeper than me.
You want to elaborate what some of the problems are? Because we hear a lot of talking coming in and out of that locker room. What some of the problems that's going on?
I think they're having a tough time dealing with success. Whenever you got to say, oh, we're going to get it together. Oh, no one believes in us. Oh, it's about us. You already doomed.
Oh, wow. I like that. That reminds me of the great Dick Motta quote where he said, winners win and losers hold meetings.
Now, who was the, it was Bryce Butler, I guess, who did this.
Yes, and on the same format,
it
right?
It was this show.
Yep.
Which is kind of, it's not uncommon. Players who are.
And look.
I like Orlando Scandrick, but
I do too.
Players who are butthurt will go on that and get their shine on.
And I think that there's a greater than zero chance that Orlando knows at this point he's probably not going to play in the league again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been through a lot. God, he was on the Cowboys eons ago. He's been a Chief. He's been an Eagle. Where all has he been?
I don't think I've cut this yet. Chief, Eagle, I think that's it, right?
Okay.
But maybe he stopped somewhere else. But
yeah.
I didn't cut this part because it was kind of a lot of Skip and Shannon talking over him. But one thing that he did is he starts questioning to Shannon. He goes, how many years did you play? And how many Super Bowls did you go to? How hard is it to get to the Super Bowls? And Shannon answers all the questions. And Skip's like, I've been in the league for 12 years, and I still haven't been in the Super Bowl. So I think, he's coming from a good place. If there's locker room crap happening, you know, I understand why that would make him mad.
Yeah, I understand why it would make him mad, too. And by the way, KT, there's a chance that any second now Jerry Jones
will be calling back here in a second.
All right, any second now Jones is going to call him. But let's just keep talking Orlando until that happens. The whole idea, too, about how difficult it is to go to where you need to be. And it's real easy on the – I just think that football, more than any other sport, is a physical, mental, emotional investment. They're all grinding. They're all taxing. But what you have to gear yourself up for every single play on a football field is just extraordinary.
Yeah, and I think, look, it's a thing if there's a veteran guy like him. I remember we were watching that All or Nothing, the Amazon show, and there was a scene where he is just ripping the scout team to shreds, saying, guys, if you ever want to be here in my position where you're actually on the roster, you guys have got to work harder because you are not helping us. If you're here, you're never going to be on the 53-man roster if you're not working harder in practice. And it just legitimately ticked him off that the scout team maybe wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. So,
right.
I know he's got this it's the generic thing to say is he's always had a chip on his shoulder, right, and all that stuff. But I understand frustration if you've been in the league a long time and you haven't won.
Absolutely. All right, now let's go to the buyersafety.com hotline where we're joined by the president of your Dallas Cowboys and the GM as well, the great Jerry Jones. Good afternoon, Jerry. How we doing?
Well, I'm doing great, and good to be on with you guys. I hope that our listeners are as accommodating as you are. I appreciate them bearing with us on my schedule this week, but it is a bye week, and I am getting some things done that I normally couldn't do by moving around, traveling a little bit. So this helps me out a lot. Good to be on with you guys.
It's good to have you on, and obviously we're excited to talk about Michael Bennett. How did that come together, and what does he present for you guys? What does he add to this team?
Well, he gives us outstanding position flex in the term of adding some pass rush or some pressure, whether it be outside at defensive end or inside at our what we call our three technique or the opposite from the nose guard. And he's just an established inside guy that the thing about Michael is he's got a great motor. Boy, he plays with a lot of passion and enthusiasm. It can be said he's not the same guy once he straps on that helmet as he is when he's away from his helmet in terms of just his he's really a great personality, a great guy, but boy, when he gets in that football pad, he's after it now. And so that's exciting. He played well against us every time we've ever played him. He played well against us last year against Philadelphia. And so the scheme that they had him working in up in New England, which had a lot to do with us being able to trade for him, probably didn't utilize what he can bring as much as we'll be able to utilize it. And secondly, he likes to play. He wants on that field, and you say, well, duh, doesn't everybody. But he, when he's not on the field, he's not as happy as when he can get out there and try to make plays. So anyway, this all fits for us. Obviously, Rod Marinelli is one of the strengths of our team relative to his work with defensive linemen, along with Leon Lett, our coach Leon Lett. But his scheme, the fact that he was with Chris Richard there in Seattle, the fact that, from my standpoint, I know him personally and have had met him and his father before and knew him by way of Martellus Bennett. So all of it fits.
Jerry, with the Tyrone Crawford injury, did that maybe make you guys a little bit more urgent to maybe try to add to the defensive line?
Well, yes. The fact that he's going to get the play time. I'm talking Michael is going to get the play time now that in all likelihood Crawford would have gotten. And that was not going to at the expense of Hill or players like that. We still want the picture of the same rotation that we would have had with Crawford, but probably just there's a good way to do this mentally is just plug Michael Bennett in where you thought you were going to have Crawford, and you probably got a pretty good picture there.
You know, Jerry, sorry to do this to you, but sometimes you got to be greedy in sports. I want more. Is there a chance that you guys could make another move before the trade deadline on Tuesday?
You know, you really should never, ever say because of just the ongoingness of personnel, and the fact that our system calls for this, the very nature of the way we've got where we have tryouts. We have tryouts as frequent as once a week, certainly sometimes two times a month during the season. But then the ability to go to other teams' practice squads, the fact that you've got this trade line deadline set here, I think, for next week, it's just the definition of it anticipates rosters moving around, and that's made that's you get to see how your season's going. You get to see how you're holding up physically, and gives you an opportunity to improve your competitiveness. So that's a long-winded answer, but I wouldn't rule out anything. But that's not to say that we aren't pretty happy with what we've personnel-wise, where we are, and what we've got to work with. We really feel like we're just getting started this year.
Jerry, you guys and you and Steven and Will and even Jason have assembled a really good locker room culture of what we like to call right kind of guys and that type of thing. I would never say anything about Michael Bennett because I don't know the guy, but he is somewhat of a controversial figure. Was there any concern at all about adding someone to the locker room who might not fit the culture?
No, he's known as a great locker room personality. Not there's nothing negative about him as an individual. And, of course, he does what all of his coaches and certainly his teammates and our fans want him to do, and that is he's got War Daddy in him when he gets on the field. So all of that fits the word chemistry to a T. He's got a really good, I like how his personality is. He speaks to and is, if you will, he's an extrovert, I think, relative to his thoughts on different positions. But I know that he'll fit us great. He'll fit anything that I'm about great or that we're about as a team.
Talking to Jerry Jones here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You know, you have a couple of big-name players that are a big part of this team that are in the last year of their deals in Dak and Amari. And a lot of people are like, hey, bye week, now's a good time to get something done. Where are we in terms of negotiations with those guys?
Well, we are just where we were and where we've been, and that is we don't have anything done. But how close we are to getting it done is really not identifiable because it takes two and it takes the will of two looking at it from two different perspectives. You never know what that is, and the other one never knows where that is until it's actually done. And so we're continuing to operate as though we're going to get something done at some point.
So obviously Michael Bennett will play, you know, defensive end, but also could move inside as well. How would you assess the play of a couple of guys, Malik Collins, who's in a contract year, and also your rookie second-round pick, Tristan Hill? How would you assess them so far this season?
And who was the first one? I'm sorry.
Malik Collins and Tristan Hill.
Malik was having the best year that he's had, and for us, he had his best training camp. It followed suit that he would go into this year. Of course, we've got a lot of the year to go, but he's going to make a big impact for us, has made a big impact. Hill is a young guy. Tom Landry said, don't ever judge a defensive lineman until their third year. But he's there because he has unique aspects to his game, and you see that. But like anybody that's coming into play, they will not, under any circumstances, come in as a rookie and play at a level that they will attain if they're a winner. And so he's getting better, and that's the key thing. His arrows are pointing up, but it's a continued improvement thing. And he's just by the very nature of the structure that we have on our front there. We like a rotation, and so how you're playing or how you're contributing might and does dictate how much of that rotation you get. I'm sure he's not getting as much as he'd like to have, but he'll get more as he gets better.
We are talking to Jerry Jones. You guys know that distinctive voice here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, Jerry, we have this little text machine up in front of us, and listeners can text in on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan text 877-881-1053. And I've wondered this too, so I'm just going to ask it. This guy says, where the hell was the term War Daddy originated? Where did that thing come from?
Well, I've been using it since I played. And referring to the very same thing. He's hard to guard. He's a mess. All of that is a plus. But where it came from, he's your daddy means he's kind of up front. And the term war, I would imagine, is he's good when there's a physical physical, when there's a demand physically for courage and the will and strength and all the things that we think of in the physical aspect of football.
You know, Jerry, we have a mutual friend in the great Laura Beth Seeger. She's fantastic. And we've had some great conversations with her about Jerryisms, phrases that you're known for, things like War Daddy and things like that. Do you have any personal favorites of your own that, you know, you'll drop out there in conversation and go, man, that's a gem right there?
You know, I don't know. No.
They're all good.
And I really don't. I certainly have things that I use a lot to describe the same thing time and time again. And I love the term. It's really a song that I think maybe Merle Haggard used in, as a line in one of his songs called Free Bubbly Up and Rainbows Too. And what that means is you're basically in a light mood, and you're having good friends, and you're having good things to ingest, and that's what free bubbly up and rainbows do. So I'll also say, it's time to have free bubbly up and rainbows too. Let's have that kind of night.
That's right. So this weekend with no Cowboys game, I know you'll be taking in a lot of football, but what else are you getting into this weekend? What are the big weekend plans for Jerry Jones?
Well, you've really nailed it when you talk football. I'll be watching one of my grandsons play tonight at Highland Park, and that's an exciting time for me. And then I'll be watching the other son down at Alabama in Tuscaloosa play tomorrow. I may have a little detour on the way back to Dallas and drop off. I've got a home down in the Panhandle of Florida that I've had for 35, 40 years, and so I'll probably stop by there since it's just a few minutes from Tuscaloosa.
Well, Jerry, we always love having you on, man. Thanks for doing it again today. We will hopefully you'll have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week, brother.
Well, you guys are a lot of fun. Boy, I love this one on the Fridays after we've had the kind of week we've had and the weekend that we had. Let's keep this going. A little free bubbly up and rainbows too.
That yes, sounds sir. Perfect, man. See you, Jerry.
All right, buddy.
There he goes, Jerry Jones. Gotta love that.
Pretty it's awesome.
Hell of a lot of fun to talk to him. Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's get back into that Orlando Scandrick stuff. Let's go around the sports a little bit. We'll do that next right here on
okay,
the
Okay, cool.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Ben out today. Fanniversary tomorrow at Texas Live from noon to 4. It's free. And to celebrate that, we've been playing the best of Ben and Skin all day long. We're going to do it again at 1:20. What I'm thinking here, KT, because Jerry called in at kind of a surprise time, we're going to do a segment we like to call Tell Us What You're Thinking, where you call in at 877-881-1053. We're going to do that at 1240.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
And then at 1 o'clock, we're going to look at all the NFL games for the weekend, and then we'll do a little best of at 1:20.
Sounds like a good plan.
But right now, I feel like we need to get to this Orlando Scandrick audio, and I feel like the best way to get into it is to remind everybody that the Turn It On, Leave It On National Cash Contest continues. Each hour, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is text the word of the hour to 72881, and that word is plant, P-L-A-N-T, like Robert Plant. So text in the word plant to 72881 and you will be good to go. All right. Drop this Skandrick on us, homie.
So there's another clip. Orlando Skandrick, after being released by the Eagles, goes on with Undisputed. That is Skip and Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
He's asked a question about locker room tension. Listen to this.
Okay.
Let's just say where there's smoke, there's fire. If me and you are having a conversation in the locker room and it gets leaked to him, so he's going to get the edited version. What was the version that me and you were actually talking about?
Right. So what about the report that Alshon was the one who took an anonymous shot at the quarterback?
I love Alshon, and I'm going to take it for what he said. It wasn't him, but it came from somewhere. Once again, where there's smoke, there's fire. That locker room is different. I would tell guys when I came there, like, I still feel like they're living on that Super Bowl high. Like, it's over. You living in the past, but some of those guys came in the league and the first thing they experienced was 13-3 in the Super Bowl, and they think that's what it's all about. The problem is not just fixable by saying we're all going to stick together. There's some accountability issues going on there, and it starts from the top.
Okay.
Oh, starts from the top is Doug Peterson stuff or GM stuff?
Starts from the top. Who knows?
Wins?
Ownership? Lurie, ownership, GM, Roseman,
okay, it's
Coach
weird.
Peterson.
You know, on the player side, it's always a quarterback that takes this sort of a hit. But, dude, that quarterback hadn't played in a postseason game yet.
Yeah.
So what are we doing? I bet he's hungry. I don't know. Maybe he's a big jerk and everybody hates him. I don't know.
But I mean, how does that get out?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah.
This is too easy. This is too easy. This is too easy, and it's too simpleton. And I should say it. When's the last time you see Carson Wentz joking around with teammates at the sideline?
You can't have motherfuckers like that in the room.
You see it.
You see it with Dak.
I always see Carson Wentz by himself.
We feel good about it, guys.
Oh, see, yeah, it's easy for me to say, right?
And that's an Aaron Rodgers thing, too, right?
Their role's serious.
Aaron Rodgers is pretty good with that stuff.
Does he joke around with teammates? Okay. I beg. I need to be.
Yeah, quarterback's pretty serious during the game, though. So that's an unfair thing for me to say, and I take it back.
What? You can't.
See, you can just take it back. It's like, that's easy.
Did you dump all that? He
no,
took it back.
Malcolm Jenkins, the safety of the Eagles, asked about these comments. He goes, for us to move on as a team, we can't have mother effers like that in this room.
Oh! Hey,
you guys want to hear it from his mouth? I just pulled it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Shippy.
No, you're good. I didn't tell you.
Anybody goes and looks at any of my comments, I immediately take credit for all of the mistakes I make. And so, you know, for us to move on as a team, we can't have more. And so, for us, I think it's exciting. We've had a good week of practice. We feel good about the guys we got in the locker room and what we're trying to move forward with, everybody taking their role serious. And, you know, that's what we're focused on.
As a Cowboy fan, this worries me.
I do too. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Because that's a good team. And if this is the kind of thing that ignites them and pulls them together,
yeah,
man, Orlando Skandrick might have given them the ultimate gift.
I accidentally over bleeped. Here's what he said without it covering everything.
Bleep the whole thing.
We can't have more like that in the room.
There you go.
And he also later said, I could give two S's about people who aren't here.
Yeah.
Which I never thought I couldn't give or could give. I never understood that.
He's saying he will offer you two pieces of poop and offer in exchange.
I wanted them to kind of just stay in a little bit of a malaise.
Yeah.
You know? And look, going to Buffalo is not going to be an easy game. I think they're going to win, personally.
Mm-hmm.
I know you picked them to win in the Pluckers Dave picks on Thursdays.
Yep.
I personally was hoping they would just stay in this kind of malaise and then it'd be too late.
Right.
Because I was comparing their schedules and you go, well,
I mean,
well,
once
crap,
you get
this thing's going to run into each other on December 22nd.
Once you get that momentum going back the other way, like the Cowboys did when they were 3-5, and then they became an unstoppable freight train, except for the Colts game.
This is when Newey Scruggs of NBC5 popped on our show 2 weeks ago at the Pluckers and Grapevine, and I never thought about this. And he goes, go watch the NFL Network's things when they're looking back at the season yearbooks.
Yep.
All the Super Bowl teams. You'll always find a little 3-week span where something went wrong.
Yep.
And things are looking bad, and injuries, and whatever it is. Now, this drama felt like a little more, you know. Maybe this gets them fired up in the opposite direction. So I agree with you. I was like, I don't really like this.
I liked it better when they were in a malaise and sucking.
Now, did you see the, let's transition, and we're going to do the NFL games at 1 p.m. Did you see the DeAndre Ayton suspension?
You actually broke this news to me last night when we were talking on the phone. I didn't realize that he had tested positive for a diuretic. Is that right?
Yes. It is going to be a 25-game suspension for last year's number one pick in the league.
That's more than a quarter of a season.
He violated the terms of the NBA Players Association anti-drug program by testing positive for a diuretic. So figure out what diuretic means. Get back to
irritable
me.
Bowel syndrome.
Isn't diuretic what to loosen up your bowels?
It's a substance that promotes diuresis, increased production of urine.
Oh, so that you
trying to get it out
pee
of the system.
All the PEDs out of your body.
Yep.
Or all the cocaine.
25, and then Marvin Bagley, who was the number 2 pick in that draft, correct?
Yeah. It went Ayton, Bagley, then Luka.
Yeah, 4 to 6 weeks with an injury.
That's not good for the Kings. They need all hands on deck if they're going
to
make a playoff.
The Kings need to, I look at the Western Conference. Mavs need a lot of things to go right, like handle up your own business. They need a lot of things to go right.
For sure.
But teams like the Kings would be one of the teams who might be in the mix there for the playoff spots. I don't want anyone getting hurt or anything, but I do like monitoring these types of things to see if the Mavs have any type of edge.
Yeah, I thought the Kings and the Suns were two teams that were a notch below the Mavs, but not to the point where there was some big chasm there that, we've got. Sure. I mean, I thought I really like the Kings personnel. I don't think they have enough, but I really like their personnel. And I thought the Suns, it was going to be massive for them to get Ricky Rubio. Not like I'm in love with Rubio, but they needed a point guard to spread the ball around so Booker's not bringing it up and shooting every time down. They need someone to get everybody involved. I thought that was a great signing for them.
And another shout-out to SMU for another win last night. They beat Houston.
Yeah!
Now 8-0, squeaked by them, 34-31, despite a heroic effort from Clayton Toon.
Great name.
34-31, SMU gets the win.
I do love those SMU unis.
They did a good job. They weren't planning on wearing them, but once the tornadoes happened, they decided to make an audible and wear their Dallas unis.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That's great.
Did you guys see the clip that Jane Slater tweeted out where it's the guys on the sideline and they've got these signs that say, like, Dallas, SMU, Mustangs, and they're doing, like, the bottle service girl routine where they're all, like, hanging out and they're all just, like, pumping those signs up.
The turnover bottle service?
Yeah.
Is this?
Well, we have the turnover chain. Yeah. Now it's turnover bottle service.
Oh, man.
So they get a guy who pops a bottle and confetti shoots out everywhere. What's they get a turnover?
So many bits.
I've seen a few.
I know, man.
I've seen a few people do that. Look at the remaining schedule skin.
I'm team bits for sure, though.
They will have Memphis next week. They home against East Carolina, Navy, and then Tulane. So
it's on, dude.
No ranked team. They could go 12-0
and be eighth in the country,
win the conference, and then But that would put them in contention for a New Year's Day game.
Maybe some Cotton Bowl action.
That is going to help their recruiting and springboard them for the future.
That's really that's a lot of good stuff. Let's do a little segment we like to do. Let's do a segment where we load up all the phones at 877-881-1053, and we do something we like to call.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Let's do it now. Load up the phones, 877-881-1053. Let's talk about the Michael Bennett trade. Let's talk about the Mavs. Let's talk about Fanniversary tomorrow. Let's find out if you have a favorite best of moment that you would like to hear. We'll do all that next right here on The Fan. All right. Thank you, Shippy. Fanniversary is tomorrow. It's free. Free awesomeness. All being served up for you at Texas Live. Would love to see you out there. Round tables. Great guests. It's going to be an absolute blast, and I look forward to looking each and every Tolo there in the eye, shaking their hand, hugging them, and whispering something special in their ear. Please make it out there. We look forward to seeing you. Everybody will be there. Special guests like Jalen Smith, Willie Calhoun, Chris Woodward, Belfour, Ludwig, Jeffcoat Haley, on and on and on. Can't wait to see everybody out there. You know, one of the things we love here at Intercom is to load up the phones and let the Tolo speak. We love your text messages at 877-881-1053 on the Autoflix Leasing Fantex. And we love when we do a special segment called...
Tell us what you're thinking.
Let's start with Toby and Waco on line one. Toby,
tell us what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking is I'm tired of the media narrative that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback ever when he hasn't done anything in I don't know how many years.
Yep.
I mean, tell me he's the best quarterback when he's been to 8 Super Bowls, got 5 rings.
Yep, tell him, KT.
Who's been saying that, Toby?
I mean, every time I watch a damn football game, excuse me for my language, I mean, that's all they brag about. Is how good Aaron Rodgers is. How good Aaron Rodgers. He had one great game last week. Big deal.
Toby, I love your voice. I would like you to do me a favor. Would you please, because I want to be able to have this audio forever, would you please say We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Yeah! Thank you, Toby. Hey, I know you're in Waco. It's a short drive. Can you join us for Fanniversary tomorrow?
I wish I could, guys. If I'm up in that area, I'll be there.
Dude, if you come up in that area, I will buy you your favorite beverage. If it's a soda or a seltzer or an American beer or just whatever you want, we got you.
How about a pack of Marlboros?
Yeah, if you want some Stokes, we got you.
It'll have to be a soda because I don't drink anymore. I've been sober now since 06.
Hey, congratulations, dude. I love that. That's great. Toby, you sound awesome, man. Thanks for calling in, dude.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle
Sam, let's go to Juan in Dallas. Juan, tell us what you're thinking.
I'm thinking that Luka and KP are going to be the best duo here in the next 2 or 3 years.
I am thinking the same damn thing. Did you see the season opener Wednesday night, Juan? Oh, I think Juan just died.
Yep.
Juan, it was a great life, buddy. We appreciated your service to the show.
So I power screened a couple calls right there on the fly while we were on the air, and it cut him off. So sorry, Juan.
Oh, man, it sucks.
Juan, I'll make it up to you tomorrow at Fanniversary at Texas Live while we'll buy you your favorite beverage.
Go to KT's kissing booth.
A free ice water if I'll buy that for you. If you would like a, I'll buy you a beer. Buy you a beer. It would have to be a Dos Equis on my end, or maybe I would buy you a Balcones whiskey.
Can't we just want to pull everybody in right quick? By the way, there's a lot of great selection of Balcones at Texas Live all over the place. So we always get these, everybody at the station gets together. We have these huge meetings that are like promo meetings to plan out what we're going to do. And someone suggested a KT kissing booth, and he countered with a KT kiss this booth, which I thought was shocking, and I was appalled.
Me too.
But needless to say, it is happening.
Well, it was more of a brainstorming session.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out, Toby.
Let's go to Wayne in Stephenville. Wang,
tell us what you're thinking.
You say Wang?
Well, I'm thinking I wish I could go to Fanniversary, but I want to say that I met you guys at training camp.
Okay.
And I do love all these things. I shout out to John Ramsey down in Corpus.
Yeah.
CMS Roofing.
Yep.
And I'm thinking I like the move for Michael Bennett as well, somebody that gives us depth to cover down for Crawford. And hopefully it'll ignite some fire in Tristan Hill to make him try to get better too.
Yeah, no, I like that. Thank you very much, Wang. And we'll hopefully if you do get a chance, we'll see you at Texas Live tomorrow. And it was nice meeting you back at training camp, my man.
I like that, man. Guys. Wang brought it hard. I mean, he had really strong opinions. And
so I was looking at pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And we were coveting what? Ndamukong Suh. Wow, how great would that be?
Man.
Michael Bennett, just two fewer pressures and way fewer snaps than Sue has.
Is that right?
So, pressures.
So, we might have won.
I'm saying we won. I think it's that trade, yeah, you won.
Why don't we,
not just meant
we
cares?
Won. I meant we won everything. No, it's going to be a six because he's going to
be
so good.
Yeah, it'll
be but let me say this. Now that you've done that and you've addressed a weakness, why don't you make a weakness a strength? And why don't you go ahead and jump in and see if you can't get Sue for a third-round pick?
You're saying double down?
I'm saying double down because Bennett can
double
play.
Double down.
Double down.
You know, if the Cardinals, if the Panthers lost,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they'd still be 4-3 if they lost this week. They play the 49ers, but I wonder if they just got smacked and they go, okay, we're not real. I wonder if Gerald McCoy is the guy I want.
Real? Yeah, but they're not going to,
they got a chance. Yeah. They got a real good chance. Let's go to Cole in Rockwall. Cole,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, I'm hoping to meet y'all tomorrow at Fanniversary and drink some Balcones with y'all.
Yes! Now, have you had Balcones before, Cole?
Yes, sir. The single malt's my favorite.
Okay, dude. You're my kind of guy.
Too.
That Texas single malt, Chippy 2. If you get a chance, I don't know if they have it out at Texas Live, but I will hit up every bar there to find out. The Texas single malt and the French oak is freaking unbelievable. Cole, you're a man of fine taste. I love that you're living out there in Rockwall. That's where my mom, Gator, lives. I think you're a damn fine American. And if you have anything else you'd like to say to the Metroplex, the platform is yours.
Let's go Missouri Tigers tomorrow.
All right, cut him off. Hang up on him, Shippy. Hang up. Cole, you are an ass. And I am outraged by your appalling behavior.
I do it every week.
No, take him off. Take him off, Shippy. What are you doing?
Okay, we'll talk
to you. Did you plan this?
Oh, yeah. I play a lot.
Line right. 5, Texas Tweet in Fort Worth. Texas Tweet.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, man, what's up with you, man?
What's up, dude? Let's do this.
Sorry, man. I think, yeah, I'm with you. You read it. We need Dominic Sue in the middle.
Thank you.
And I think Luka and KP did good. I think they need to try to get Drew Holiday or something to go along.
Oh, my gosh. So you're getting me hyped for tonight's game. Dude, if they had pulled off Drew Holiday, it would have been triple on. That's the perfect guy to play alongside them. I like where you're coming from here, Texas Tweet.
Yeah, hey. I'm a Mavericks diehard, man. Cowboys diehard. Anything Texas, well, mine.
Man, I love it. I love it. And you're out there in the part of town that Ben nicknamed Fort Worth. Shout out Texas Tweet. Hey, I got to give.
He was tired of your little whatever you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know. The guy was so excited. I want to give a shout out to. It's always bad when the caller's like, "Man, I've had enough of this." I want to give a shout out to the last fan event we had. That was out there at the
Mudbug.
No, was it Texas Live or the Las Colinas Party Bug?
Oh yeah, absolutely. What's that place cornhole called? Tournament.
Yeah, the cornhole tournament. Our homie Kaywood came out to that, and he is the one that put the Sue idea in my mind.
Oh, okay.
So every time I've been on the air repping that, I'm really repping Kaywood, a good Tola who came up with that idea, and I support him on those things.
Let's go to line 7, Shippy, or it's maybe line 6. I can't read. John in Fort Worth. John,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, I was just thinking, Luka is pretty awesome in these first couple of year plus one game. I think I could see him in a situation 5-6 years from now where we're talking about him like LeBron and KD, and at the end of his career, he may be able to be up on the Mount Rushmore of certainly international players, but maybe even the NBA itself. And then second thing is, I'm mildly worried that Michael Bennett may be toxic to the locker room. But if he's not,
that guy just hit every sport. Okay, thank you. He hit every sports point. I thought Michael Bennett was a maverick for a second there.
Yeah. Well, Jerry said he is not a problem. That's Jerry. You know, Jerry might spin that, but he's not a problem. And I don't know of any players having issues with Michael Bennett.
No, and isn't his?
He got into it with the coach last week in New England.
And his problem was, and a lot of it was playing time, right?
And he's playing a 3-4. He doesn't need to play a 3-4. He's going. Yeah, he's a great fit here.
He's going to play here.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, dude,
he's going to get big money snaps on in a couple weeks against the Giants. Dimitri in Dallas, line 8. Dimitri,
tell us what you're thinking.
Hey, this is my first time being on the radio. Happy anniversary. And those bits I was playing earlier, I was literally crying in my car. I drive Uber, so I was looking kind of crazy because I was crying, laughing to those bits I was playing. Keep up the good work. And, yeah.
Hang on, Dimitri. I'm very interested in this. As an Uber driver, have you ever hooked up with anybody that you gave a ride to?
No, but I had plenty of them to try to give me the number.
Nice.
I'm married, actually. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. Have you ever picked up a couple and then they just started, like, doing it right there in the back seat?
No, almost. One lady, she had fell, like, in the back seat, and they were kind of fizzing a lot. So I was like, are y'all all right? And they were like, yeah, we're fine. I'm like, okay. But, yeah, that's the closest I've got to that, but nobody puked in my car, so I'm
good. KT loves to puke in Uber cars. Yeah. Hey, Dimitri. Thank you. Come on by Fanniversary tomorrow, okay, brother?
I know.
Love you.
Noon to 4.
Dimitri,
Texas
I love
Live.
You.
We're now going to the ghost call portion of Tell Us What You're Thinking. Shippy, let's go to line 1. We have Ghost Man and Ghost Town.
Tell us what you're thinking.
What's your name?
This is what I'm thinking. My name's Eddie.
Where are you calling from?
What I'm thinking. Mesquite. This is what I'm thinking. If Bennett comes here to Dallas and starts his flag-burning crap, Dallas will put a boot in his ass.
That's the American way.
That's right.
I don't know that I have the energy to deal with that.
One, I'm just going to let that one go.
Did Michael Bennett burns flags? Is this a story I'm...
Remember that Photoshopped thing of him burning a flag?
Guys,
that Photoshopped thing of the Seahawks locker room?
Yeah.
It was Photoshopped.
Yeah, guys, the crap you see on the internet is usually not true. The person that went and shot up a pizza joint because of just misinformation on the internet. It's just, you know, just relax.
Let's go to line 7.
Really
here.
Think Jerry would bring in a guy that burned a flag in a football locker room? Come on.
Line 7, Ghost Man and Ghost Town.
Tell us what you're thinking.
I like this energy.
Name and location?
Hello.
Ghost Man and Ghost Town, line 2, Shippy.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Turn your radio down.
So this is Eric in Frisco, and I think Michael Bennett's a good pick.
And if anything goes down with him, I think Jerry will cut him real quick.
All right. No, I think, I mean, if anything happens with Michael Bennett, he's done. Pick. He's 30. I mean, he's 34 years
who
old.
Who is the last? Who is your favorite seventh round pick for the Cowboys in the last 10 years?
Jeff Swaim.
All right, in my face.
Jeff Swaim, you want a piece of this? They traded a sixth to get to the seventh round. They traded a future sixth to get, move up in the seventh to get Jeff Swaim.
They were right.
And luckily, we got a drop out of it. You know,
they were right.
You know what? I don't think we should do any more.
Jeff Swaim, do you want to get in on this, bro?
I can't wait for tomorrow, though. Noon to 4 tomorrow, Texas Live. Going to be a good old-fashioned good time at Texas Live with Fanniversary. Big football weekend, all the college football on. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. Can't wait. Hope we see
what
everyone
an exciting
out there.
Time.
All right, you go in there and cut up, Jerry.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.